Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Hustle and Heart, where we will be discussing one of my favorite topics, sales. I will be busting sales judgments head on and sharing some tips on how to 10x your ability to sell. Join me as I explore the true essence of sales, because it's not about pressure or manipulation. It's about building trust, understanding your clients' needs, and creating value while being an expert in your field and deeply connecting with the consumer to find a solution for their needs. This is truly one of my favorite topics and an area I consider myself an expert. So I'm super excited to share some insight on how becoming great at sales can change your life. So let's jump right in to the good stuff. So let's get in and bust some myths when it comes to sales. Are you ready? Because I am. This topic gets me super excited and can change your life. The first myth I really want to talk about, because this can be such a controversial topic for people that don't think they're in sales, which P.S., I want to just make a quick disclaimer as we get started that everyone is in sales, not just in your career, but your everyday life. And sales is all about being pushy and manipulative is myth number one. Because that is so far from the truth. And if that is your thought process and how you feel about sales, you've got it all wrong. And I want to just kind of dig deeper in that. One of the most persuasive myths about sales is that whole mentality of it has to be pushy and manipulative. But the truth is, true sales success is about building genuine connections, understanding your clients' needs and actually listening to them and providing a solution that truly is going to benefit them. So regardless of what industry you're in, it's not about pushing a product or service, but more about educating and empowering your clients to make the best decisions for their life. They came to you for a problem they had, and they're looking for you as the expert to find that solution. So being pushy and manipulative, I know myself, if I go somewhere and am dealing with a salesperson, like a stereotypic car salesman, no offense to car salesmen because there's many great ones out there, but that's kind of the stereotypical idea of sales for most consumers and people in general, then if I'm dealing with someone that's pushy and I can tell that all they care about is the sale and not truly about my needs and finding a solution for them, I will run as fast as I can. And I won't purchase from that person just because of that, even if it's something that I want to buy that day. So that's myth number one. The second one I want to talk about is sales is all about the numbers. That is not the case. While it is a numbers game, because your numbers can skyrocket with the right mindset and execution, many salespeople believe that success in sales is all about hitting specific numbers and metrics. And while obviously you are responsible as a professional to hit specific numbers and goals and metrics, it is far from the truth that it's all about the numbers. True sales success is about so much more than that. It's about building the actual relationship and connection with that person, speaking their language, understanding what they need by listening to them, and providing value. And by doing that, you're able to create a lasting impact on your clients, not just from the relationship you're building, but also the solution that you're finding for them. And that's the most important thing. When you focus on these elements, the numbers will naturally follow. The next myth I want to talk about is sales is a one-size-fits-all approach. So that is not true. One of the most common myths in any industry is that there's a one-size-fits-all approach to sales. But really, again, this is about that connection. And we all operate differently. We all have different love languages. We all have different desires. We all have different emotional triggers. But the reality is every client that you're going to deal with is unique. They are their own person. They have their own needs. They have their own past and story. And regardless of what industry you're in, the sales process needs to be tailored to their individual needs and preferences. So by taking the time to understand with them, build that rapport with your clients, and adapting your approach accordingly, you'll be able to create a more personalized and effective sales experience and ultimately execute. So the next myth I want to discuss is that you have to be a natural born salesperson to be successful. Well, I'm going to break that myth right now because, again, sales is everything in life. From the simplest things, maybe when you're interviewing for a job, you're selling yourself, to actually what people think sales is, which is when you're selling a product or service to someone. So by having this thought process that you have to be a natural born salesperson to be successful can often hold people back in life, or if you get too wrapped up in the stereotypical definition of what sales is, because really what it takes is sales is a skill that you can learn and that you probably have used many, many times every single day. And if you hone those skills over time, with whatever industry you're in and with the right training, practice, and mindset, anyone can become a master in sales. So regardless of your innate abilities or your natural inclinations and your natural kind of innate skills that you were born with, and even some of the skills that you've learned throughout your life, regardless of all of that, you can definitely be successful in sales with the right mindset, the right attitude, and the willingness to put in the work and ultimately execute. Because without execution, there's no sales. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about the myth that you have to be an expert to be at the top. And while most of the time, people that are at the top when it comes to sales, they didn't start there, number one. And number two, you have room to grow and to climb to the top. So while product and industry knowledge is extremely important and you do want to have that commitment to become that expert, your ability to connect with the people and understand their needs, and again, you're going to hear this over and over throughout this podcast episode because that's what it is, the connection and understanding their needs and finding that solution. But by doing that, you're truly setting yourself apart and will ensure you're set up for sales success. You don't need to have a certain degree or a skill that you're just going to innately have to be successful, but a strong desire and commitment to that connection and execution in the journey. So strong communication skills, empathy, and a genuine passion for helping people are the most valuable assets to your success in sales. Then becoming that expert as you grow in your career is extremely important. So I don't want to undervalue that by any means. And that usually naturally comes to anyone that's passionate about what they do and truly cares about people and the solutions that they're able to bring to the table. Next, I want to talk about the myth that cold calling is the only way to go. So that's the furthest from the truth and kind of old school. Yes, there are some industries that do need to still focus on some cold calling, and that's how they get their leads. So that can be part of a sales strategy, but most industries are embracing a more modern approach. So we all have social media and all of these platforms at our fingertips for marketing and connecting with people and just creating a bigger network. And that is massive, along with targeted online marketing ads and ultimately networking and building relationships with clients and maybe some influencers are all powerful ways to generate leads and connect with potential clients. Now, don't get me wrong, the fortune is definitely in the follow-up and building that rapport. but I don't necessarily relate follow-up at all as cold calling, especially if you're in an industry where someone has come to you and reached out to you. That is a warm lead. So the fortune is in the follow-up. That is just literally part of what you should be doing with building the connection anyways. If you think about it, even in a friendship or in a relationship, like it's all about that follow-up. You don't just build this connection with a human being and then not follow through and follow up with certain things to grow and build that relationship or to execute the next level of that relationship. So the fortune truly is in the follow-up. That is simply just part of the process. And keeping your pipeline full at all times and truly caring about the people is the secret to success. So out with the cold calling and in with the more modern approach and networking with individuals, growing your business from all of these platforms that are just so available to us, and make it a much easier process, but then making sure you do that follow through with everything else that we're going to go over as well. And the last thing I want to cover as far as myths that I want to bust about sales professionals and sales in general is bonuses and commission makes you unethical. This is something some people think for whatever reason. I'm not sure why. I've personally been in sales my entire career. And from the time that I finished my time at college with studying biology, I went on to doing sales. I moved to Chicago for a few years after college, and I went on to doing sales at the largest regional chamber of commerce in the world, the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. My time there was really awesome. I met some amazing people and companies and organizations. I actually got to meet with Oprah. She was a member of the chamber, and I got to attend some of her shows live, which was really cool. And I was the membership director there. And then after that, I went on to home warranty sales for several years. And although I wasn't super passionate about home warranty sales, I did love the real estate industry and had some massive success while I was there. And then fast forward to when I found my true passion in aesthetics and have been in aesthetics for the last 2 decades. And again, all of them were technically sales positions. However, everything in life is sales, even when you become an entrepreneur, a business owner, or if you're a provider or in your everyday life. So with that being said, talking about bonuses and commission, being paid in a structure like that can be incredibly motivating. And the payout is much larger and much more opportunity there than just having a large base pay. So I just want to encourage anyone that might be listening to this podcast that might be new in sales, or sales is now a part of your goals and your metrics with your career, to really lean into that, because there's massive opportunity, not just for connection and changing lives and finding solutions for people, but also from a financial perspective. And it rewards your hard work and dedication while ensuring alignment with company objectives and goals, and paying back tenfold when you can master the art of selling. So it's a really beautiful thing. Don't be afraid of a bonus or commission pay structure with maybe a lower base, because typically you're going to come out ahead and you're going to change a lot of lives in the time that you're in that role. And remember, a win for you is a win for the client and the organization. So it's exhilarating to be an integral part of big success through becoming one of the best sales professionals. So now that we have busted a few sales myths, let's get started with the art of selling. All right, so are you ready for this good stuff? The first step in becoming an expert in the art of selling is the power of consultative selling and connections. And this can be done in any sales process, whether, again, it's something in your personal life that you're selling, whether it's yourself to your partner about where you want to eat for dinner that evening, or an event you want to go to, or a concert you want to attend, or whether it's in your career. This approach moves away from simply pushing an idea or a product and focusing on understanding the client's needs or that individual's needs, challenges, and goals. So consultative selling through connection involves asking insightful questions, active listening, presenting solutions, and collaboration with that person so that you can figure out what kind of, in my world, treatment plan that is going to get them the results they need for the goals and issues that they want to solve. So by focusing on a consultative approach, you're able to build trust and establish yourself as a valuable resource, not just a salesperson. And people really love when you can find a solution for what they came to you for. Remember, they came to you for a solution, so it's your job to find that solution and change their life. And being able to have that consultative approach is more about that communication and kind of breaking down their walls, speaking their language, and really understanding their needs so that you can execute that. Next, we really want to focus on building trust and rapport with our clients. This is so, so important. This is the foundation of successful sales. Genuine communication. So transparency. So for example, in my world, there are some treatments that come with downtime or come with uncomfortable pain, to be quite honest. And being transparent about those kind of things throughout the whole process is extremely important, but also just genuine communication in general. So if you truly love what you do or you truly believe in something, if you're selling it to a personal relationship, if you truly believe in it and you have genuine communication about the whole process, it's going to be a huge success. Being authentic and approachable in your interactions is really important. Using their name and truly caring about that individual. Active listening. It's very important to listen because then you can take all that information and speak their language and also find a solution based on their needs. So if they're coming to you for fine lines and wrinkles, for example, and again, you're going to hear me use a lot of examples in my industry, the world of aesthetics and the med spa world, I'm not going to be talking to them about something that they have not expressed a concern for. And while a lot of our modalities work together, I'm going to make sure that I'm speaking their language, but actively listening to what their goals and needs are so we can come up with a plan. So make sure you're just paying attention and you can paraphrase their points so they know you're listening. Use their name. Like I said, people love to hear their name. People love to talk about themselves. So this is all about them and show genuine interest in their needs. You want to make sure you also have empathy throughout the process. So acknowledging their challenges and frustrations, making sure you show and express understanding whatever their concerns are, that you truly understand them because you are the expert that has that solution, and being really respectful in the communication. So maintaining professionalism while tailoring your tone to their style. And again, you've heard me say this, but that's really about speaking their language. So that can be speaking their language as far as like what their goals are and making sure you're aligning with that. Or it can even be speaking their language as far as if I have someone come in that is a little more timid and they're nervous to be there, I'm going to meet them where they're at. And that's extremely important versus if I have someone that I'm face to face with and talking about a solution to their goals and their needs that is super excited and has a little bit of a sense of humor, then I know that I can meet them there. So building a common ground, and I am a true, true believer that we can find commonality and differences, but also similarities with anyone in life. So it's really important to kind of find that common ground so you can be relatable and maybe some shared interests that are not even on topic with what you're selling. And again, this is just building that trust and rapport with the client. So find common interests and experiences to create that connection. These efforts are truly what are going to build the trust in the relationship, which lead to higher sales success and long-term client loyalty. Next, let's talk about creating value for your client, because the fact of the matter is when we see value in something and we need that solution, we are going to find any way to purchase that. So having the objection, which we'll get into objections a little bit more, that I can't afford that is BS. That means you haven't done your job and sold the value or connected with the client deep enough. So understanding their pain points is just the first step. But true value creation involves demonstrating the return of investment. So this could look something like, okay, your concern is the ingrown hairs on your bikini line and laser hair removal is the solution. So what is the return of investment? First of all, peace of mind, no more razor burn, and you're going to feel a lot more confident, which that is priceless. But also on top of that, let's talk about the razors that you've had to purchase, the insecurities that you've had to have, the, you know, you might be waxing, whatever the case may be. So what is that return of investment? Quantify the benefits of your solution in terms of cost savings over time and time efficiency. Time is our biggest asset. So also not having to shave in the shower saves a lot of time. I remember when I first got laser hair removal, I didn't know what to do with myself in the shower because my showers were much faster, which ultimately gave me more time, and time is money. Also, what are some of the improved outcomes? That's a return of investment. We also want to talk about problem solving when we're creating that value. So highlight how your offerings solve their specific problems. Speak their language again. So how is it going to solve their specific problems that they're facing or help them get to their goals? We want to talk about risk reduction. So show how your solution mitigates potential risks or challenges they might encounter. And this will help, again, build that value. What are some of the long-term benefits? Most things in life have short-term benefits and long-term benefits. Let's talk about all of them, but discuss the long-term positive impact that your solution will have in their life or their business, and that will go far. And exceeding expectations. So go the extra mile to deliver more than they anticipated to create that value, whether that's clinical studies or before and after photos or going above and beyond about knowing your product and offerings inside and out. You should be the expert in that field. And if you're not, I would highly encourage you to do so if you want to be successful in sales, or they cannot rely on you to build that value. So by focusing on value creation, you become a trusted advisor to this person, a friend, a bestie, and position yourself and your product and service and organization as a whole to be a huge part of finding that solution for that person. And it's a game changer. So I would highly, highly recommend building that value. That's one of the most important things for being successful as a salesperson. And after all, if you are truly selling something that is needed, then you would be doing your client an injustice by not executing the sale to change the dynamics of their life. Okay, so what about this next important tip on how to be a sales master? Clear and concise communication. Your message needs to be clear and tailored to that individual or individuals. And here's how to achieve this. You got to know your audience. So you got to be really great at kind of being intuitive and knowing how to read people. That's a really important skill to have or learn or lean into and tailor it to their style and their vocabulary, kind of meet them where they're at so it can resonate with that person. Focus on the benefits. Highlight how your offerings improve their situation and can help them meet their goals and help change their life. And maybe their business if you do business to business sales. Use clear and concise language for that person and avoid a bunch of jargon and confusion for the listener. That's just BS and no one wants to hear that, but just really focus on the key message. So articulate the clear points and support it with relevant information. Storytelling is huge. Facts tell and stories sell. So when it comes to my industry, I tell people my stories. I get vulnerable. I tell stories about clients. I tell stories about how we change lives and the things that we can do. Facts tell, stories sell. So make sure that you are telling those stories and being vulnerable and providing that value again. And effective communication ensures that your message can resonate with the client and motivates them to take action. So also, P.S., don't sugarcoat things during your communication. I hate sugarcoating things. I don't sugarcoat things. And I don't like when people sugarcoat things or tell you BS information. Again, that goes back to like that cheesy salesman type. But even when you're sugarcoating maybe the downtime or the process, you know, things don't always happen overnight with certain things, depending on what you're selling. And being real about it is going to, number one, deepen that relationship. Also, make sure you're communicating clearly and ultimately gain a lifetime client. Because if you sugarcoat it and then what you told them was not true information and BS, do you think they're going to come back to you again? Do you think they're going to refer clients to you? Absolutely not. At least I wouldn't. And so just being real with the facts and communicating clearly what that is going to take you to the next level in your sales journey. We also really want to hit on how important it is to become the expert. Now, you don't have to start out as an expert because we were all once a beginner, but you better put in the work to become one. Every expert, again, was once a beginner, but had to have that drive and motivation internally and that mindset to do the work because they knew it was their obligation as a salesperson to become that expert, to ensure they're able to find the solution for the client's best interests. And if you think about this, do you want to buy or invest in something that is not from an expert or someone that's the best in the field? I mean, maybe you do, but I definitely don't. I always want the best of the best and want to make sure that my investment is going towards something that's truly going to be valuable to me in my life. So making sure you do the work to become the expert and be knowledgeable in your field is going to be extremely important in the sales process and to build that trust and rapport and ultimately execute. Let's talk a little bit about handling objections. So objections are obviously a natural part of the sales process and anything in life, but they can be massive opportunities. So change your mindset on what objections are. And by changing and implementing all these other things we're talking about and making sure your communication technique is on top of it and the best that it can be, you can address the objections constructively and ultimately have massive opportunities that you can execute. And these are done by things like active listening. So you're able to overcome many objections just by listening to them. Because if their objection is that they can't afford it, and after listening to their goals and needs and desires, how can they not afford it? Because ultimately, this investment in them is going to do X, Y, and Z for them. So they can't not afford it. And you have to be able to listen actively to bring back into play why they need it in the first place. And it's kind of like a little bit of a reverse psychology because sometimes people get so caught up in that number. But then if you reflect back to why they're there to begin with and you reignite that need and reasoning through your active listening and understanding the root cause of the objection before responding, it's powerful. Acknowledging their concern throughout the conversation and relationship is really important. And again, it's kind of like the speaking their language part. So make sure you're validating their feelings and showing them that you understand while always bringing it back to their concerns, their goals. It's all about them. They want to talk about them. They want the solution that's going to change their life. So making sure that you're acknowledging their concerns throughout the whole process is extremely important. And make sure you also clarify the objection. So ensure you have a full grasp on their concern before formulating a response. And also the act of listening is going to help you do this to create that solution. And address the objection directly. Provide a very clear and precise, detailed information that directly addresses their concerns and objections with creative solutions, because they're there for a reason. And the execution happens when you're able to overcome these objections, because 9 times out of 10, you are going to have objections. So as a sales professional, if your excuse every time for no execution is because of X, Y, and Z objection, then you're not doing all the other things that are going to make you successful in sales. So make sure you're presenting the solutions, and sometimes you have to offer, you know, alternate options that are going to still align with their needs and address their needs. And that can look different in different industries. So turn these objections into opportunities and use them as a chance to showcase the additional value that you provide. They're choosing you. They're coming to you. So now it's your time to show them that the value is there and overcome these objections. So by handling them thoughtfully, you can transform them into massive opportunities to solidify the solution as the best choice for them and ultimately execute. So that is all I've got for you today. And I hope this episode was valuable. If you're looking to take your sales skills to the next level, or you're already killing it in sales and just want to take it even further, I hope these were really helpful. And I promise it won't be the last time we chat about sales, because this is one of my favorite topics to discuss. But for now, get out there and start crushing it in sales with these tidbits I shared today. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk again soon.
There you have it, another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app, and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.